Hi, I'm Allison Bramble. Today's podcast is going to be about the flood of 2019 at Sugar Lake. Today, I'm going to be interviewing Natalie Bramble, Jigga Vogan, and Linda Bramble. When I heard that it was going to flood again, I was so devastated and scared, mainly because I've lived at my house for almost 8 years and I just finished my brand new room. Now I have to redo the whole downstairs and it is very stressful on me. Now everyone is saying that it's going to flood again. They are saying it's supposed to get 3 feet more than it was the first time. But right now, I'm really trying to focus on the finals for school, and I'm not trying to get distracted by the flooding again, because then all I will think about is if I have to move or not. Now I'm going to ask Natalie Bramble some questions about her experience in the flood. How long have you lived at Lewis and Clark Village?
Since after the flood of 2011, so almost 8 years.
Are you going to be moving back to the lake? If not, why?
Yes, we are moving back. Of course, we love it here, so we don't see ourselves living anywhere else but here.
Was it tough on you when you heard you had to leave the lake when it was going to flood?
Oh, absolutely. Not only did we have to clear out everything out of our house, but we had 5 children, and finding a place for all 7 of us to stay was difficult. And not only that, they were still in school, and we lived about an hour away, so trying to get them to school every day was difficult, but the school helped us tremendously, and it all ended up working out.
Thank you, Natalie Bramble, for taking your time so I can interview you about the lake.
You're welcome. No problem. Thanks for having me.
How long have you lived at Lewis and Clark Village?
12 years.
Are you going to move back to the lake? If not, why?
Yes, but we're going to build a new house on our new land.
Was it hard on you when you had to leave the lake when you heard it was going to flood?
Yeah, because I couldn't see my friends.
How long have you lived at Lewis and Clark Village?
My whole life.
Are you going to move back to the lake? If not, why?
No, we're not moving back to the lake. Why? Because it's going to keep flooding.
Was it hard on you when you heard you had to leave the lake because it was going to flood?
Yes, it was hard on us. For lots of different reasons, but leaving our home, having to relocate, missing our grandbabies, that's just the beginning of it.
Thank you, Linda Bramble, for letting me interview you.
You're welcome.
Thank you to all the flood victims that let me interview them. I hope everyone can get back into their homes soon and enjoy their summer. Thank you for listening to this podcast by Allison Bramble. Stay strong, flood victims.